Well, good morning. Joe Beamer with you for the next hour. Brian is in the beautiful city of Las Vegas. I hope he's having a great time. He'll be at the MSG Sphere this afternoon for the first round of the NHL draft. Can't wait to hear him talk all about that. That's supposed to be one heck of a venue. And I'm sure he'll have a bunch of stories from his trip to Vegas, staying at the Wynn. I mean, come on. Can you think of a better trip? The Wynn in Las Vegas, going to the Sphere. I can't tell you how jealous I am, but we have something. I mean, this is probably going to be talked about a majority of the day today, but last night, what the hell was that? I mean, this is how I have to start. What the hell was that last night? Obviously, I'm talking about the CNN presidential debate that you heard live here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Guys, I don't really know how to approach this because I'm to a point where I feel bad for Joe Biden. Like, I feel bad for President Joe Biden. And this, you know, yeah, you want to talk about your political points and, you know, who won the debate. I mean, this is a man who really should be enjoying his 80s. And you kind of feel bad that he's in this situation. Now, you can say, well, Joe, he put himself in this situation. But, I mean, where's the Joe Biden behind the scenes that we kept being promised? You know, behind the scenes, Joe Biden is sharp, focused, and confident. And he directs the meeting. He asks challenging questions. Why does that guy never appear in public? Like, where was State of the Union Joe Biden? I mean, again, We're all looking at this with our biases, and I understand that, and I have my bias, obviously. But you watch that debate yesterday, and you wonder, this guy's running the country. I mean, forget the election for a minute, right? Forget politics, forget the election for a minute. This is the United States of America, and as I always say, at the end of the day, we are all Americans. Like, we should all be rooting for America, right? Does anyone question, after last night, who's actually running the show? Because the man we saw on stage barely got through 90 minutes. And, you know, a bunch of questions come up. I'd love to hear from you. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show today. And would love to hear what you thought, your take from it. I'd like to hear from Biden supporters out there. I mean, how do you go on with your support for the president? Do you think it's time to, do you think it's time for the ticket to change? And again, I mean, I'm sure David will get into the logistics of that and everything in the next show. But you've got to, if you put politics aside and you watch this as an American, you say that's the president of the United States. I think it poses a lot of questions. And it makes you worry. It definitely makes you worry that this is the president. And again, I we're going to talk about political points. We're going to talk about style points and all that stuff that happened in the debate. But at the end of the day, you have to realize that man standing there is the president. He is the current president of the United States. And there are people, I mean, CNN spent their entire post-debate show debating if Joe Biden should even be on the ticket. That's on the ticket to run for re-election. What about the fact that regardless of what happens, he's at least the president till January 20th? And what was going on at Camp David? He had spent over a week at Camp David to prepare for this debate. What? How are they preparing? I mean, Joe Biden did not seem, in my opinion, did not seem prepared. Now, you can say, you know, Donald Trump at times, I think, went back to some of his famous lines at a debate. But if you're just watching that debate, right, say you've been living under a rock for the last 10 years, okay, so you didn't live through the Trump years, and you have no idea who the president is. And I tell you, one of these two men on stage is the current president. Again, you've been living under a rock for 10 years. Would you think that Joe Biden's the president? I mean, you might if you've only been living under a rock for 10 years because he was the vice president, I guess. If you were living under a rock and then we put the Men in Black thing to completely erase your memory, okay? And I said, one of these two men are the current president of the United States. How many people are actually going to say Joe Biden? And then this, well, he had a cold. Did you hear this? They played up the he had a cold line to the press pool. The White House says, you know, the president is battling a cold. Well, if that's the case, then why did he go to a Waffle House after the debate and shake hands with people? You know how upset I'd be if someone that I was told has a cold came to a Waffle House on a Thursday night? Now I'm going to have a cold for the weekend? Thanks a lot. So I'm not buying that. Even if he has a cold, you know, I put this on Twitter yesterday. Even if he has a cold, that's a weak excuse. I mean, things are going to happen as when you're the president, when you have a cold, and you're going to have to be able to respond. I question if the man that was on stage yesterday can quickly respond to a pressing issue. And that is his job as president of the United States. I mean, where's State of the Union Joe Biden? I would have bet money, if I had any, I would have bet money that State of the Union Joe Biden was coming out. That he was the guy we were going to see at the debate last night. I was shocked. Shocked that 9 p.m. press conference Joe Biden appeared at the debate last night. And by the way, this is the debate that he wanted. These were mostly rules that benefited him, and he just looked awful. Now, I realize you're going to have people on the political left who are going to debate. Well, the substance of the debate, you want to get into the substance. I'm fine with getting into the substance. If I was looking, now, again, it's difficult for me to say this. I obviously, number one, have a bias, right? My bias is to the political right. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody. So I have my bias, and so it's not really fair for me to say this. But if I was an independent voter who was looking at that stage and trying to decide who I was going to vote for, the first question or the first topic that was brought up at this debate is where I thought Biden lost points. If we're going to look at the substance of the debate, when Joe Biden made a comment around the lines, and I had it on my notepad that I took notes on yesterday, that the economy wasn't good under the Biden, under the Trump administration, you know, I think even some of the strongest Biden supporters would disagree with that, right? I haven't talked to too many people, and I've talked to people who cannot stand Donald Trump. But I haven't talked to too many people who would argue the economy was bad during the Trump administration. Most people would agree that up until COVID, we had a pretty good economy. And if you would judge by the money that's in your wallet, the money that was in your bank account, I think most people would agree that the economy was better before the pandemic under the Trump administration. Now, again, you can argue you didn't like the way he handled certain things during the pandemic with money, and that might have also spun the economy. If that's the spin you want to put on it, fine. Again, we all have our own opinions. But if you want to talk about substance and that the debate is for the independent voter, I think Joe Biden saying that the economy was never good under the Trump administration, I think that would lose you points. I mean, you do have to be honest at times, right? I think Trump was smart to at every chance go after the border. Because if you look at the top three things that people are thinking about heading into the election, Trump has a 10-point or better lead over Biden on those topics. And obviously immigration is number two. The economy is number one. And Trump dominates Biden when it comes to that. But with all that said, and with all the substance that you want to put into it, again, Joe Biden also went back. And I thought this was interesting. Again, over a week at Camp David to prepare for the debate. It was only 6 days ago that Snopes, the fact-checking website, which has not been a friend of Donald Trump, finally admitted that the both sides comment was taken out of context. I mean, if we're going to use the current White House's language, that the Charlottesville thing was pretty much a cheap fake. right? Snopes said, no, it has finally debunked that. It took long enough. Debunked. Trump never said the both sides comment, right? The whole reason that Joe Biden claimed he ran for president actually never happened. But Joe Biden last night, 6 days after Snopes debunked it, Joe Biden's right back to repeating that lie. And if I'm someone who is preparing the current president for this debate, I mean, do you not cover that? Hey, you don't want to touch that one. You know, it's been debunked. People have finally heard the real audio. I also like that Trump defended himself when Biden tried to go back to the inject bleach. Again, that's a comment that never happened. Trump was talking about something that would kill the virus. He never told people to inject bleach into their arms. The funny thing is, the audio is there if you want to actually listen to the audio to hear what he actually said. But you have so many people that will just buy the talking points that, you know, whatever Jeremy Zellner puts out there is gospel. And they won't take the 10 seconds. You know, they'll spend all the time listening to every podcast out there, but they won't take the 10 seconds to actually go find the real audio. That's also a little disturbing about the voters and the electorate, but we won't get to that. 803-0930, star 930, your thoughts on this debate. And when CNN has a poll saying that Trump won by over 60%, again, I think these are concerning numbers for the Biden administration. And I'm not just saying that because obviously I'm supporting the former president. I mean, just look everywhere. There's no, even the best spin artist can't spin last night's performance. And you know me, I love to go back to Polymarket. It's one of my favorite things to do. Heading into the debate last night, Polymarket had this. I mean, Trump had 61% on Polymarket heading into the debate, right? And Joe Biden had 33%. Now that was heading into, I'm sorry, he had 28%. No, I'm sorry. Jimmy, I wish we could use the dump button. Trump had 60%, Biden had 34% heading into the debate. Now, Polymarket's like a sports book for politics, okay? After the debate last night, the betting odds, Trump is up to 66%. Joe Biden's chance to win, according to Las Vegas this morning, 19%. That is an 11% drop in less than 12 hours for the current president. So you don't have to listen to me. You don't have to listen to Fox News. Turn on CNN. Turn on NBC. MSNBC. Right now, the Chiron on NBC, 67% of debate watchers say Trump outperformed Biden. That's ringing the alarm bells at the Biden campaign right now and at the White House. And again, my main question, the one I'm going to go back to probably for any time this election comes up, what were they doing at Camp David for over a week? Because Joe Biden looked unprepared. And he also looked like he hadn't been informed that the debate was going to be tonight until about 5 minutes before it. 803-0930, star 930. And you know, I love looking at the polls. And you look at the polls now. I mean, just since last night. Again, these are quick polls. There is a larger margin of error in these polls. There's a smaller sampling size. So, again, take these with a grain of salt, okay? But after last night, Trump's chances in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, and North Carolina all jumped up. Again, there's a margin of error. It's a quick poll, right? We do see, and I think this has to be said, we do see things come kind of back to the center a few weeks after a debate, right? Again, we last night with David Bellavia, Carl Calabrese, and Jack O'Donnell talked about the Mitt Romney-Obama first debate, where Mitt Romney won that debate, right? It was a good debate for Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney did not win the 2012 election, which is kind of funny because if Mitt Romney had won the 2012 election, if he would have actually continued campaigning and had a comparable debate performance in the second and third debate, then there would never have been a Trump. And it's kind of funny because Mitt Romney can't stand Donald Trump, but he is part of the problem that Donald Trump became president because he couldn't win in 2012, right? I mean, it's kind of to quote Alanis Morissette, it is kind of ironic. Let's go to the Sunshine State, the home of former President Donald Trump. That's where we talk with Bob. Bob, your thoughts on the debate last night? Bob, your thoughts on the debate? All right. Well, Bob, give us a call back. He might have had a Joe Biden moment. He just froze when we went to him. But 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. And hey, I understand. If your job is to spin for the Democrats, and by the way, there's people who spin for the Republicans, right? I mean, it works on both sides. It's not just the Democrats that have the spin and have people that need to spin it to sound good for their candidate. But to spin this for Joe Biden, even if you want to look at substance, I don't think was great, right? I mean, again, he wants to talk about building this great economy. I think a lot of people, most people right now, are feeling the pain of a struggling economy. And don't tell me what Wall Street says. Don't tell me what the economists say. I think what people who go to the grocery store, people who are, you know, try to go on vacation with their family this summer, they're feeling the effects of the real economy and of inflation. People who have to support their family, right? People with kids, people who, you know, school just ended, but in a month we got to get back to school clothes. And what's that going to look like? And what kind of budget do we have for that this year? That's the questions that are going on in people's head. And I'm not sure either of them did, but I don't think Joe Biden really addressed the economy well. So you want to look at the substance. I think it's difficult to pick out, even in substance of this debate, to say that Joe Biden won the debate. But a lot of it is style points. And a lot of it is watching the president of the United States lose his train of thought on a question. And again, we're not talking about obscure questions. We're talking about questions that voters have said are on top of their mind going to the ballot box. So you would like to think that the president of the United States has an answer or has a plan or is in the middle of enacting a plan to address the top concern of voters. But instead, you have the president losing their train of thought. And again, this is not something I want to make fun of, because we've all had that family member or family members, and we've seen with age, you know, they start to maybe not struggle, but, you know, you go down a few notches. We've all seen it. So I don't want to sit here and make fun of the president. Again, I'm a human being. And, you know, I don't want to see someone struggle. I also don't know how anyone can convince me that this man can be president until he's 86. He barely got through a 90-minute debate. Those are my concerns. Again, it's the United States of America. I want to know that whoever wins this election in November, that the country's in good hands. But I am struggling right now to be able to convince myself from what I've seen with my own eyes. And yes, I do need glasses, but my eyes are pretty good when I put these glasses on. I want to know that the guy who's currently in the White House, maybe I don't agree with his policies, but he's competent to run the country. Again, I was not the biggest Barack Obama fan. I did not vote for President Obama. I didn't agree with a lot of his policies. I never thought he was incompetent. I never thought that he wasn't running the show. You know what I mean? Like, again, I didn't agree with him. I didn't vote for him. It's funny that we thought that he, you know, that some of his policies were radical compared to what some of on the left are now. But I never questioned, can he run the country? Right? Again, I might disagree with his policies. I might think that his policies would put the country in the wrong direction. But I never questioned, can he run the country? I am, and again, I try not to be this way. I try not to play into this debate. But after watching the debate last night, I am asking myself, is this guy actually running the country? And I don't think that is a crazy question to ask after what we watched and what we've continued to see for months now. The White House told us what we were seeing were cheap fakes, were deep fakes. But we saw it with our own eyes for 90 minutes on CNN last night and right here on WBEN. So, again, I understand there are people who don't like Donald Trump, and you don't like either his policies, you don't like his rhetoric, you don't like the way he talks. I understand that. That's fine. I'm not sitting here saying vote for Donald Trump. I'm just saying, can you be honest with yourself and say that Joe Biden is the guy that should even be running? I mean, can you sit here today and say that when you vote for Joe Biden, you actually think you're voting for the guy who's running the country? That's a real question that I would like someone on the political left to call in and tell me. Don't tweet me. Don't tell me I'm stupid on social media. Call in. Mark Poloncarz, call in. You were tweeting the debate last night. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Because you can hate Donald Trump as much as you want. You can think that his policies are crazy, that his rhetoric's crazy, that he's dangerous, whatever. And I'll have that debate with you. That's fine. But before we have that debate, look me or call in and tell me how you honestly can think this guy can run the country for four more years. 803-0930, star 930. It's BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN. Hey, welcome back. All right, before we get to the calls, I do want to play two clips from last night, starting with the Vice President, Kamala Harris. She was on with Anderson Cooper, and we were actually watching this in the studio during one of our commercial breaks. I thought it was very interesting, this back and forth between Anderson Cooper and the Vice President, Kamala Harris, who, by the way, wasn't even in Atlanta. She was in Los Angeles. Here's what she had to say.
I got the point that you're making about a 1.5 hour debate tonight. I'm talking about 3.5 years of performance in work that has been historic.
But whether is that it be infrastructure, the former guy, the other tonight, guy, is that the other guy on the debate stage?
The person that you saw on the debate stage that has for the last 3.5 years up until today performed in a way that has been about whether it be in the Oval Office.
Up until today. Did you listen to the end of this clip one more time? Up until today.
I got the point that you're making about a 1.5 hour debate tonight. I'm talking about 3.5 years of performance in work that has been historic.
But whether is that it be the man who we saw on the stage guy, the other tonight, guy, is that the other guy you see on the debate every stage? Day?
The person that you saw on the debate stage that has for the last 3.5 years up until today.
Oof. Up until today. She might have been misspeaking, or maybe it just, she said the quiet part out loud. 803-0930, star 930. All right, the rest of the show will be to the callers, and we will start in the great, I don't know if it's the city or town of Tonawanda, but the great Tonawanda with Dan. Dan, kick us off.
City of Tonawanda, Joe. Good morning. Hey, listen, I want to just say that I'm shocked that people are shocked the way they seen Biden last night. I've been watching him for many years, but when he was running for president in the basement, he made gaffes every day. Every speech he made or when he communicated with anybody, he always made a gaffe. I mean, he's been this way from the beginning. The only difference is he's got much worse. And you could tell that he's got more than a cold going on. I don't know what, but it's not a cold. There's something more. And I mean, he sounds terrible. He looks terrible. I mean, Trump ain't perfect, but the reason why I went for Trump is I looked at him as a businessman, an outsider. He's going to come in there and change this country, what we need to get back to America first. And I don't mean that we don't help the world, but I mean we help Americans first, like the veterans or even African-Americans. They've been held on the back burner forever, and bringing all these illegal immigrants in here is going to only hurt them more because, you know, they're in hotels. The Roosevelt Hotel in New York City, I stayed there before. It's a five-star hotel, probably four-star, probably two-star. Now, with the people living there, they're probably destroying it. But I'm telling you, they should not be in that hotel. Our veterans should be in that hotel, or somebody that's homeless that's an American citizen first. We need to take care of the medically handicapped people, the people that have mental illness that are out in the streets. Our streets look terrible. And if they replace him with Gavin Newsom, his state is horrible. And the African-American community, I don't believe they're going to support Gavin Newsom because they don't like pretty white boys. Trump is who he is. He's unvarnished. You see what you get. You know what you're getting. And he will do better for this country. And I do believe his second term will be better than his first term. Just like his campaign and his second run for it, well, his third run, I mean, he's doing much better than he did the second time. And he's not tweeting like crazy like he was before, making stupid statements. He still does occasionally, but that's who he is. He's a New York City guy.
But I will agree, Dan, I will agree with that, and I'll let you finish. I definitely think that this campaign is off to a better start than 2020. I mean, clear as day that he is having a better 2024 campaign than he did in 2020.
And we all have to be scared as all hell. What he's doing with the justice system and the DOJ going after Trump. I mean, yeah, Trump is not perfect, but what they're going after him for are just nonsense charges. Some woman, she doesn't even remember when it happened in some outfit place where the store where she was supposedly getting changed and Donald Trump came to her. That's BS because she had an outfit on a front page of a magazine saying that she wore this outfit, Donald Trump. They said that outfit didn't come out for years after. It's nothing but a big lie. They've been the 51 CIA agents and intelligence guys come after Trump lying about the computer. They've been going after Trump just like they went after JFK. They don't like him because he's America first and he wants America to succeed. And I believe he's the right guy to stop World War III because we are on our way towards World War III. If China goes into Taiwan, Russia's not going to stop. I mean, they're going to keep going and going. They got the backing of China and North Korea and Iran. You got four evil people that want to kill us. I mean, you got to stop that war somehow because it's never going to end. We're going to spend more money and more lives are going to get killed. You know how that Ukraine is just getting leveled and people are dying left and right. It makes no sense at some point. And if we could stop it in its tracks now, and I do believe that Trump can do that, we have to do it. We can't just keep putting money towards this war because it's not going to end. It's going to be just like Afghanistan. You'll be pouring money into it for decades, decades, and people will be dying, and eventually we'll be in there. It'll be 10 times worse, and your kids will be going there. And the thing is I have two African-American grandkids. I want them to be able to succeed. I want them to be better than I ever did. And the only way I think that happens is with President Trump getting back in office because Biden is a mumbler and bumbler. He doesn't know what's going on. I believe it's Obama's third term. I believe Obama's calling the shots behind the scene, in my opinion.
Well, Dan, I will say this. Back to your first point about, you're shocked that people are shocked. I think what you're seeing, people today being honest about what they saw on the debate stage, are people who live in an echo chamber, right? They only watch CNN. They only follow liberal accounts on social media. I think that's why so many people are shocked because they don't see everything. Hey, you know what?
Joe,
believe me, I follow it all.
Great point.
I follow the conservative sites. I follow the liberal sites. And let me tell you, if you only followed one side or the other, yeah, you'd be pretty shocked the way Joe Biden came out yesterday.
Joe, you make a great point. Let me just say this one last thing because you got to get on other callers. I don't get my news from anybody. What I do is I listen to the people speak. I don't care if it's left or right. I listen to them all myself. Not a lot of people have that time, but I do. And I listen to them speak, and I determine for myself what's right or what's wrong or what I think is correct or incorrect or fake or not fake. I do it myself. I don't need anybody telling me whether it's the left or the right media telling me what I should think or where I should go or who I should support. But I'm supporting Donald Trump, and I pray he gets in there. He's not a perfect man, but he's far better than what we have now. This guy's not supporting America, the American people, which we need. We need somebody in there to support America people. Drill, baby, drill. Let's get this inflation down.
All right, Dan in Tonawanda, 803-0930, *930. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to tell you this now. I think a lot of our problems on the right and on the left have to do with people living in echo chambers and not, reaching out and seeing what someone on the other side thinks. You know, I say this all the time, and believe me, I'm not a smart person. I am nowhere close to a perfect person, but I do like to get all opinions, right? I tell you, I will flip on CNN. I'll flip on MSNBC. I'll listen to a liberal-leaning podcast because I want to know what people who don't think like me think, right? We're all at the end of the day, we are all Americans, and we want what's best for the country. And I think it's important to understand what people who don't think like us think is best for the country. Again, we can disagree. We can have a debate. We don't have to get hateful. We don't have to get angry. We don't have to, we don't have to get violent. But if you're wondering why are so many people surprised about the way Joe Biden came out, again, they believed the cheap fake, deep fake thing from the White House. They only watch MSNBC. They only follow, hard left social media accounts. And again, the same goes for the right, right? I mean, if you think Donald Trump's a perfect person, can do no wrong, well, then you live in a different echo chamber, right? I mean, that is part of the problem in our political landscape, is because you control now what you see, right? So you can just sit at home and watch Fox News all day and follow just right-leaning accounts. Or you can sit at home and watch CNN or MSNBC all day and follow just left-leaning accounts. And you'll have a different perspective than the person who's in the other echo chamber. So that's, I was not surprised. As soon as I saw Joe Biden walk out on that stage, I knew to go to social media because I knew you'd have people going, oh my gosh, what's this? And you're still seeing the result of that today. Again, I will stress this enough, and this is not me trying to preach or trying to lecture. It is important to reach out of your echo chamber, and it's important to get the perspective from the other side. You know what I mean? So I can't stress that enough. 803-0930, star 930. That is the Bob in Florida is back with us. That's the number. Bob, thanks for calling back in.
Thank you, sir. How are you today?
Doing all right, Bob. Jealous of you in the Sunshine State, but
not today. It's raining. So I think that's what happened. Is we had a storm going on, got some thunder, and then boom, I think my phone just went out. But I also think my phone had a see now Joe moment. So I can call that. Listen, I watched that debate last night, and you're right. When Joe Biden walked out, he looked like he was delusional. He looked like they overdrugged him. I expected more from this guy. I really did. A guy's been in politics 54 years or how many years, but it just shows me the fact that he's not running this country because he is lost. He's confused. He has no clue what's going on. He may get out there and say some things every once in a while, but overall, he has no clue what's going on. His whole thing, that the notion he is running on, is nothing but abortion. That's all he's running on, is abortion. Let's not talk about the southern border. Let's not talk about the cost of living. Let's not talk about groceries and gas. Let's not talk about the rent increase. Let's not talk about high taxes. Let's talk about abortion. And President Trump went after him hard on that, to the point that Joe Biden even got out there and said, we have no criminals that are coming across the southern border. Really? We have no criminals. It just shows me that this country is so divided. But more than anything, it showed me how the media protected this guy for 3.5 years. And now they can't protect him anymore. He showed his true colors last night, and that's lost, confused. But what really gets me is his wife. His wife should be the one that should be seriously in a mental institution, because she's allowing elderly abuse to happen to this guy. She's allowing him, Joe, you answered all these questions. Why are you staring at her? I mean, this is crazy.
I do have to say, I mean, it is uncomfortable for me to watch after the debate last night and, you know, Joe Biden, the way she's talking to him. I would like to hear her perspective. I'd like to get her point of view. But it's just so difficult for me to believe that the guy we're seeing is somehow, you know, he's like the Power Rangers. And when the cameras are turned off, he's, you know, he's a completely different man. Like, I don't know how you can buy that, not just after yesterday, but I think yesterday was probably the cherry on top.
Well, this is all the time with Biden. You see, when he gets up there and he holds a press conference, he says yes or no answers and he walks off the floor. He can't be confronted, because he can't talk without a teleprompter. He can't read. That's all he can do is read. And it just shows me that he's not running this country. And it's a scary thought that President Trump brought up last night. And if this continues to go on, China and Russia and all these other countries will be eating our lunch.
Yeah, I mean, again, the foreign, you know, our enemies abroad, they all saw the debate last night, and they all saw the president of the United States. That's something that crossed my mind as well. Bob in the Sunshine State of Florida, 803-0930, star 930. David Bellavia will be taking your calls on the David Bellavia Show. I'm sorry, guys. That's an awful excuse. I have a cold. No, I got very little sleep last night, which is my own fault. So there's no one to blame but myself. So I apologize. I apologize if I sound just a little tired. But yeah, my final commentary on the debate last night, I was surprised. And again, I've seen the videos. I follow politics very closely. I know the speeches Joe Biden's given. I expected State of the Union Joe Biden. And what happened on the night of the State of the Union, we may never know. We may never know. But as an American, put the politics aside, right? As an American, it's unfortunate to see the President of the United States struggle to get through a 90-minute debate. I don't think that's crazy for me to say. I don't think that's crazy right-wing talking points. As an American, I want to feel that the President of the United States is competent to do the job. Again, I didn't agree with President Obama. There are a lot of policies that I disagreed with during his presidency. But I never thought he wasn't competent to hold the position of president. Right? I never questioned who was calling the shots behind the scene. I have been asking those questions, and I've tried to, again, look at this from the center, not from the right. And after watching that last night, again, I'm struggling to convince myself that Joe Biden's calling the shots. And I think it's going to be very difficult for the Biden campaign to continue this this strategy of telling us when the doors are closed, when the lights are off, he's sharp, he's focused, he leads, he's commanding, he leads the conversation. I don't know how after last night, and again, last night is just one of many examples. But if you bought the it's a cheap fake, it's a deep fake. If you bought all that and then sat down on your couch last night and watched this debate, I think you're questioning the talking points from the White House, even if you are the biggest Biden supporter or the biggest Trump hater. I think you're questioning, can this man do four more years? And that is going to be a question that is going to follow Joe Biden as long as he stays in this race. Can't wait to hear David Bellavia's thoughts on it coming up after the news with Tom Puckett. I'm out for the next 3 days, I'm off the air. I'll be back Wednesday next week. So looking forward to talking with you then. Hope you have a great weekend. Hope you have a great 4th of July. And last thing I wanted to say, I wish my dad played in the NBA. Maybe I would have been selected 55th overall after playing 1 year at USC. All right, that is all. B-Maz and Beamer. Brian will be back on Monday. I'll see you later next week here on News Radio 930 WBEN.